Sans jamais. Sans sampon.
Sans anda.
Sans colo.
Sans smata.
Sans goma. Lango ta. Bango.
Zangajo. Lingo sti.
Ancora stacco!
Fartoso. Manzogo. Zhang e zong zgre.
Tante schon untanga! Lango song gang! Jomni!
Dongo von songen ja!
Schwung im Hech!
Und
schon anfangschaut!
Sapa, Jangiont! Oh, Saka!
Saka!
What?
For those people who didn't understand, those people who don't simply don't get it, that means Chodesh Tov. It means Chodesh Tov. I was speaking Egyptian, and it doesn't translate perfectly exactly what I was trying to say, but Be'erech. Be'erech, what I'm saying is, Chodesh Tov. And I'd like to look at with you today is what is going on today? Today is a very significant day. Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nichnas Av Mimatim Bisimche. Nichnas Adar Marbim Bisimche. So we've arrived at the moon, which is the moon of the moon of laughter. The question that I need to begin my class is, what's so funny? What's so funny? What is so funny? This is what I'd like to look at with you today. What is so funny? What's everyone so happy about? That didn't work out. Okay? That's the question. That's the question. This is busted like anything. What's so funny? That's the question. And I guess the way... I guess what we're looking at today is, why is something funny? That's what I want to look at. Okay, guys? Let's try to figure this out. What the psychology of humor? What is so funny? Why is something funny? Do you understand? That's the question. That's my question to you. You encounter something funny. What's so funny about that? Why is something funny? Right? As Rabbi Green once said, can you imagine? Can you imagine that something else was funny? In other words, someone would die, for example. Okay? And how would everyone react? Because you would laugh when someone died. Someone dies and everyone's like, ha 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 ha! Did you die? That would like kind of be like a strange thing for us to understand, but, right? But maybe funny, something funny wouldn't actually be funny. Maybe something sad would be funny. What would happen then? Are we communicating?
Yeah.
Barely.
No.
Right? What if something sad was funny? So Adar is a funny month. Adar is a funny month. And this is what I'm trying to understand. I mean, we're gonna spend the moon enjoying all the funniness. What is it that creates something funny? That's it. That's the question I'm looking at. Why is something funny? This is nothing to do with, right, take a moment. This is nothing to do with Torah, right? Which is just, speak to people who write for Hollywood, right? Talk to comedians. What's so funny? That's the question. You see that? Yeah, that's interesting, right? Well, what do you think? What do you say? I'm asking you.
Something that surprises you.
Something
laughter
that
comes from being surprised.
Surprises
something
you.
Expect.
Something that surprises you. I like that very much. Anyone else? Anything else? Anybody else?
It's a nerve.
What?
Why do you laugh? Or why?
What's funny?
Yeah, well, what's up? What's up, funny? Yeah, why do you laugh? That's a good way of saying it.
It's a nerve in your throat.
What's funny?
That, so when it gets
an impulse.
Oh, really?
An impulse is safe.
Really?
Something like that.
So in other words, you just like, one time you're walking and like by mistake you touch the nerve and so you're like.
Like if you tickle someone.
Okay, so something's happening there. I agree with it. So that's true. That's when, because you're tickling, you're literally stimulating something that in the nervous system. I get it. But when I said something funny, I didn't touch you. I didn't touch your stomach. I wasn't tickling you. Why are you laughing?
I don't know what you said. Somebody said that when we were talking about jokes, that one makes people laugh. Oh, themselves.
Yeah.
Expected.
That's very good. Let's think about that. Okay. Unexpected. So let me tell you a couple of jokes. Okay. Let's get practical. So there's a guy, and his mom comes into his bedroom, and she says, Anthony. Get out of bed, Anthony. You're breaking my heart. You don't got no job. You don't got no car. You don't got no wife. You don't got no house. Anthony, get up. You're breaking my heart. And Anthony says, Mom, Mama, please don't talk that way. She says, why not? He says, we're not Italian. Okay? So, why do you laugh? Why do you laugh?
You didn't expect it.
Because you totally did not expect that to happen. Look, you were totally not expecting, right? You were totally not expecting the guy to do that. You know, that's exactly the point. There's something that you're not expecting, something that you're really not expecting to happen, simply does not happen, right? The way you expect it. So that's funny. That's funny. What's funny?
That'd be the only thing, though.
So
some people say jokes. In
one of my favorite moving stories, is I get choked up. It's about this dying man, and he was towards the end, and his family all gathered around him, and they came to hear his last will and testament. And there they were, gathered around his bed, and suddenly Dad began to look very weak, and he began to try to say something. To his oldest son, and they realized that this is the end. And Dad tries to open his mouth and say, clearly wants to say something. He's pointing to his oldest son, and he can't get the words out. So they quickly hand him a pen and paper, hoping that he could write his final message to the world, the family, before he passes on. And the man takes the pen and he writes his very last words and he hands them to his oldest son and he quickly reads it and it says, "Hey, you're standing on my oxygen line." Okay, so I appreciated that story very much. It's an emotional story. But what is it that's funny? It's just simply not expecting it. That's the point. In other words, if you appreciated my tie this afternoon, it's a very nice tie. It is a very nice tie. Right? So, but some of you guys, I noticed, were laughing. I was hurt. To be honest, I was a little hurt. But I can only imagine. Why were you laughing? Now, there's some people are laughing because they're just not, just totally not expecting. They're not expecting that. I mean, Sachi, I mean, if I could ask you a little bit of a personal question.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a public forum.
I'll learn answers.
Is it okay with a little bit of a personal question? Yeah? Okay, well, I warned you. Do you have holes in your underwear?
Yeah. I'll talk about that
joke.
Okay.
My doctor says that okay. Every year.
What about you? Do you have holes in your underwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What about you?
Way too personal.
You have holes in your underwear? And you have holes in your underwear? You have holes in your underwear?
Huh? Yes.
You have holes in your underwear?
Yeah. Yes.
So the guy says, of course, no. And then you'll say,
where are you going
to get? How to get your legs in. Yeah. Another genius question. Right? Don't ask this to your, like, you know, to your... Your teacher, yeah. In any case, but the point is, using any humor is simply, it's the unexpected. That's what it is. The unexpected, and the unexpected is so, it's so jarring, and it's so far from what you thought it was going to be. It just, you know, it throws you, right? It's a state of like, right? So you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
You want to hear a joke? Okay. A 90-year-old woman gets married, and she has a baby. Oh, that's not funny.
No.
Oh, I thought it was funny. Well, a 90-year-old woman. Oh, is that the part that was funny? Oh, I laughed at the wrong place. 90-year-old woman. Okay, a woman. Well, guess what? Guess what? It's actually a real story. It's a true story. It's actually a biblical story. Okay? A woman named Sarah. And what did she say? Kol HaShomea Yitzachak Li. Everyone who's going to find out, you know, when I have a baby at the age of 90, the whole world will laugh. And guess what happened? She had a baby, and guess what happened? The place was on the floor laughing. Now you guys might not think it was so funny. Okay, yeah, maybe you had to be there. Okay, you had to be there for the. I think there was. Okay, but it was so funny that they actually called the kid laughter. They say that in Hebrew, Yitzchak. They actually called him laughter. That's how funny it was. It was that funny, right? It was that funny. So could you imagine his mom was like screaming it, "Laughter! Get over here this second!" You know? Or like, just imagine people meeting him his whole life, you know, "Hey, my name is Billy. What's yours?" Laughter. They're like, "What? What's your name again?" Laughter. Laughter. That's your name? Like, another people must have been laughing their whole lives. Not just at the story. They must have been laughing their whole life long. Why? Because you don't expect a guy to say laughter. You know? Once met a guy, I'm like, "What's your name?" He's like, "My name? Moshe Doiv Shimon Elazar Menashe Ephraim Yitzchak Isaac Zalman Moses Goldberger." Okay. Now, why are you laughing? I also laughed. I wasn't expecting a guy to have 20 names, right? Because you're just not expecting it. A guy whose name is Laughter, it's like, you know, it's funny. You think that's funny. So, now, what was so funny about that? What was so funny? The guy's, she's 90 years old, she has a baby. What was so funny about that? The answer is, it was just totally unexpected. Imagine I told you, you know, a woman in her ninth month went into labor and had a baby. That's not funny. That's not funny. But imagine a woman just walking down the street, and she's not even pregnant at all, you know, one day, and as she's walking down the street, suddenly it's just a baby just pops right out. She says, oh, what, whoa, and the kid's like, what's wrong? And the mom's like, I wasn't expecting you. That's really the truth. I mean, she's just totally not expecting. Now that's funny. That would be funny. Totally not expecting. You're not expecting a 90-year-old woman to have a child. That's pretty. That's pretty funny. Okay. So here's the point. Things which are totally distorted. Things which are totally distorted from the way they're supposed to be are hilarious. Okay. So one of the different there are many different types of ways to spin humor. Okay? One of them is, right, by just actual graphic distortions of reality. In other words, like I told you, people have different types of different styles of humor. But I think this is one of those ways. It's just like, I think it's very clean, you know, because you don't want to have clean humor, right? It's very clean, and it's actually very funny, you know? You say, listen, you know, like, you know, a guy shows up with a cup, you know, a cup of water. You might have to go get a cup of water? No problem. He comes back with a cup that looks like this. You know? He's carrying it like everyone starts laughing. What's so funny? It's a cup of water. Right? Okay, so you were expecting a cup to look like this. His cup looks like this, right? Or those glasses, right? People wear them on Purim, you know? Like, enormous glasses. Like Mirdia, you know what I'm talking about? Like the blow. So you laugh. So why do you laugh? Because in your mind, why do you look stupid? In your mind, glasses, your perception of reality is glasses look something like this. Okay? They're this size. If a guy shows up with glasses like 30 times bigger than this, so you start laughing because you think that's funny to you. That's it's so unexpected for you that it's spoony. So you start laughing. Right? So for example, I'll give you a perfect example, right? How does my face look? Hopefully not too funny. Okay? Unless somebody will laugh when they see me. But imagine for a moment, right, that you'd see me from the other side of the glass, for example.
I knew it.
Look, you guys start laughing because you're not expecting to see me. You're not expecting to see me like that. You thought my face looks like this. And suddenly there's a distorted presentation of me. So that's very funny. Right? You see that? Now, if I always look like that, then you wouldn't laugh. And if I look like this, you'd be like, ha ha ha. If I look like this, you'd start laughing. Because if I walked around like that all day, and then suddenly one day I showed up like this, you'd crack up. You'd crack up like, ha, 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 ha. That's what I'd be hilarious to. That's because it'd be unexpected. So that's what I want to think about with you today. What I want to think about with you today is what's so funny. Introducing the Purim season. It doesn't come from nowhere. It doesn't come from nowhere. Okay? Alright. So, it doesn't come from nowhere, this Purim fun and funniness and laughter. Laughter comes from someplace. So let's go back to the Super Bowl. Okay? We're back in the Super Bowl, and it's the fourth quarter. It's 7 minutes left of the game. And the Miami Dolphins are losing 42-0.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay? 42-0. And then somehow, they make this crazy comeback and get a touchdown. And then another touchdown. And then another touchdown. And they actually tie the game. They tie the game with 1 second left. And they win in overtime. And they win in overtime. The crowd goes, Newts! Newts! They start jumping and dancing and they're going laughing, they're going nudes.
Why are they going nudes?
This is so funny.
Why is it so funny?
Because, like, what are you talking about? There are 5 minutes left of the game. They're now by 42 points. It's absurd to even consider. There's no count. It's over. And then somehow, the crowds will leave. They were leaving. You know, they were leaving for the exits. You know how it is at the end of the game? Right? They're on their way out. That's over. Right? Why does the crowd go nuts? It's hysteria. Right? It's hysterical. Right? Hysterical. Right? I don't know. It always reminds me of the. It reminds me of the classic scene. The classic scene in the movies. I know you don't know what a movie is, but the classic scene in the movies. It's like that. You know, there's the good guy. You know, there's the main character, and he's like wrestling the bad guy, and it's over. You understand? Because the bad guy, he's ripped and loaded. You know, like ready to kill. You know. And he's the villain, and it's like the end of the movie, and the good guy tried his best, he just couldn't hold up to him, and now, he has him, you know, he has him in the corner, you know, he has him stuck in the courtyard, you know, in the giant vat, you know what I'm saying, he has him, you know, and he shows up there, and he's ready to, like, you know, he has a giant shotgun, or whatever's happening, you know, he's gonna, like, let out the big, you know, animals to eat him, or whatever's happening, right, in the movie, right? And it's over. You already, you start, like, you're so sad. You know, I wasn't supposed to end this one. It's the movie. Right, but that's not working out. He's going to die, right? And you know there's no way out. And then, like, as the guy is about to, like, he's about to be destroyed by the, you know, by the firing squad or whatever, he's about to pull the trigger, you know, whatever he's gonna do, and you see the guy like this, you know, he's like falling off the edge, you know, on the way down, you know, out, whatever, and he reaches down and he draws his pistol from his ankle holster, you know, the ankle holster move, you know, and it's like swivel. Right? And that's it, right? And then he sheds, like, the last, that's it! The game is over! It's finished! He's dead! He's a dead man! And they're like, the last second, Drews, but the very end! And, like, and he shoots the guy, and the guy goes, like, flying, and that's it. You know, that's the end, right? And suddenly, when everything was supposed to end in a certain way, the opposite takes place. Exactly the opposite. Totally unexpected. This is a story. This is a story and a story which leads to tzchok. Tzchok, laughter, is the unexpected. Totally not expected. Right? And I want to tell you something. Sometimes something which is totally unexpected could actually be sad. Right? Unexpected, something terrible happened. You agree? In other words, the unexpected is not always happy. So the unexpected is sad. It's a sad thing. It's actually a very sad thing, right? Someone was, someone got sick. What? Someone had a heart attack, you know? You know, it was unexpected, right? A young guy, you know, it's terrible, right? But it could be very sad. But it also could be, it could be happy if it's something good. If it's something which is bad, it could be sad. If it's something good, it could be very happy, right? So for example, yesterday, right? The goyim, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, Amen V'Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Committed a, you know, an attempted murder. Right, and then an attempted murder, a murder. Right, the guy. I heard it yesterday. You heard the terrible news. A guy was in Yerushalayim, an Arab, and he killed someone. And I heard the news, and I was so sad. He murdered someone. And then I found out, and my wife called me a little while later, he actually killed an Arab. Oh. So funny, I was like, great. Right? I was like, actually, not bad. Pretty good. First I was crying, and then I was actually laughing. Like, oh, very good. Cain, Yavedu Kol Evecha Hashem. Very good. Nice. You know, kill it. You know, you're a murderer. Your friends are murderer. You killed your own good. You know, may you both be successful. You know, may you both be successful. That's it. Right? So. Something went from being sad, unexpected, to happy, unexpected. You see that, right? Now, it also actually, once we're mentioning what happened this week, the story that also sums up this idea, which really is unbelievable. I mean, talk about movies. It's mamish one for the books. It's just so unbelievable. I'm sure you heard about this. This is also yesterday or the day before. I can't keep track. 2 days ago. The guy in Petach Tikva. And I think he was a wrestler, a wrestler guy. And an Arab came and stabbed him. That's it. Right? He took the knife out of his body. The guy himself, the victim, took out the knife, pulled it out of himself, and killed the Arab with it. Yeah.
Really?
And killed the Arab with it, and he lived. The Breslov dude, you know, this Breslov guy, this Jewish guy, he's fine. He's fine.
He's healing, right?
But he's fine. He interviewed him. They interviewed him. He's fine. The other guy's dead. He goes, thanks for the knife, son. You know, like, and now I have something to kill you with. Right? It's a terrible story, but it's again, it's like the plot. You know, I thought this is so terrible, and it is terrible. It's a terrible story, but okay. But look what happened. Because at the last second, everything turned around. Can't get worse, right? But at the last second, everything actually turned around. You see that? So, the month that we're entering. Whoa!
I'm joking. It's
funny. The story that we're going to be talking about for the next few weeks is one of the most unbelievable stories and plots and storylines and dramas ever. Certainly ever in Jewish history. An entire nation is gets ready to be killed. I mean, it was the ultimate final solution. It's over. I mean, it's not the end. That's it. There's nothing, there's no more Jews. All over the world. You know, you can imagine, God forbid, right? But the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichron, they only ruled over part of the world. You know? Here, can you imagine Hitler was actually the chancellor of the world? Of the world. And he's gonna kill every Jew on earth. So that's what's happening here. Achashverosh, 127 Medinas. Achashverosh is actually gonna kill everybody. And he has the official documentation, you know, Haman, the whole story, and Haman wants to kill all the Jewish people, and it's really happening! It's really happening! So you're expecting me to get up and speak English, right? Instead, I get up, I start speaking Egyptian. You start laughing. Why are you laughing? What's so funny? Why are you laughing? Why were you laughing when I spoke Egyptian? I saw you laughing. Because you weren't expecting, or me, or he, of course he's going to speak English. Every other class is in English. Okay, you guys actually didn't realize that I speak Egyptian. Okay, I don't want to boast or anything. Okay, fine, now you know. Right? But the point is that you thought that was funny because you didn't realize that I actually speak Egyptian. Okay, you didn't realize that I studied in college and undergrad and grad and I got a doctorate in it actually. Right? You didn't realize that. Okay, fine. But the point is that therefore you thought that was funny. So the Jewish people in our story, we don't appreciate it, but we're so far gone. We're going to be killed. We know we're going to be killed. We know we're going to be killed. Right? So it's over. Now, I just want to make one more comment about jokes before we take a broader look at this. Jokes are funny based upon timing. See, the unexpectedness, it has to be at the right setup. You know, for example, if I say, listen, why did the chicken cross the road? And then the guy wrote, you know, let's go back to our friend in the nursing home. Then the guy writes on the piece of paper and he hands it to him and he reads it. Oh, you know what, guys? I'm actually really tired now. Can I finish the joke tomorrow? I'll tell you the punchline tomorrow. Does that work? Okay. That's actually not so funny because why? I'll come tomorrow. I'll tell you the joke. I'll tell you the punchline. Right? The speed, the timing of the joke, the timing is everything. Right? A good comedian, it's not just a... It's all about timing. Right? I use the word the puzzle. Right? So, that the speed, the way it works out, right? Like the expectation and when you drop the line is, like I say, it's part of the joke. So what's the story? The Jewish people are in Shushan. They want to be killed. They're supposed to be killed. And then in the end, as we'll talk about, not today, everything gets turned around. Everything is not what they're expecting. They're expecting the guy to wear a tie. He wears something different. They're expecting to talk English. Or something different. They're expecting him to be normal. Right? He says something different. They're expecting to say something one way. He says something another way. They're expecting him to have a small glass and he has this giant, whatever it is. In other words, the more so many things are happening which are so far from our mind, it's just Ve'er Shushan Sahala V'Samecha. Okay, there's just an eruption of laughter. There's an eruption of laughter. That's basically what happens. So let's just take a look. We're not talking about it today. This is just an introduction. It's an introduction based upon the fact that we're coming up to Purim. It's like the sheer psicha. We're going to be talking about the Megillah. We're going to be talking about Purim. Right? This is just an opening introduction. Okay? And because today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, I want to just show how special and significant this story is in Jewish, you know, how symbolic, I should say, this story is for you know, the study of Jewish history and our own reality. Basically, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar is very significant. Because today is not a regular day on the Jewish calendar. Today is not even a regular day, as far as
a regular year would be.
We're entering in to an amazing zone today. Today, right now, we're entering, that's why it's relevant for today, is a brand new zone. Today, we enter in to overtime. Overtime. Raboisa, listen well. This is so. I think so relevant and so beautiful. You know, I think we once spoke about Rosh Chodesh. I don't know if we spoke about it. If we didn't, we'll talk about it. I guess as we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Parshas HaChodesh, we'll talk more about it. Rosh Chodesh. But isn't it fascinating to note that Haman decides to kill the Jews? How does he decide to kill the Jews? He has a date. Right? He wants to kill the Jews on the 13th day of Adar. The 13th day of Adar. Okay? And if you actually read the Gemara, oh, you learned the Gemara. He was very happy about this. Right? He was very happy. Do you remember the story? He was very, very happy. He was very excited. He knew that this was the last month, so to speak, on the Jewish calendar. He knew this was a bad month of negativity when the great Moses had passed away,
and he's planning to kill the Jews then, and he's very pleased about it. Very pleased. But, sorry? What are you saying? He died in the seventh day of Adar. No, the seventh, no, it's the month. It's the seventh day of Adar. He was very happy that it fell out, and he took a lottery. He did. I did say 13. That's what the Megillah said. That's Purim. The day was the 13th day of Adar, but it was the month of Adar, the month that Moshe died. Mm-hmm. It's a good month to kill the Jews. That's why he's very happy. Right? So, one of my favorite brachas that we say every month is Kiddush Levana. It's a complex bracha. It's a complicated bracha. There's a lot there. It's very rich with meaning. One of my favorite expressions is the following. Valvana Amar Shetischadesh Ateres Tiferes La Amuse Botan Shehem Asidun Lischadesh Kamosa. Those words are golden, they're so precious. And in those words we say that Am Yisrael is like the moon. Why are we so connected to the moon? Because Am Yisrael is compared to the moon. Am Yisrael is compared to the moon. You know, by the Goyim, they follow the solar calendar. Did you know that? You knew that, right? They follow the solar, they follow the sun. It's Rosh Chodesh is introduced in the Torah in Perikid Beis of Shmos. Is introduced as a Jewish concept. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll talk about it more at a different time. Right? But the concept of following the lunar calendar is a Jewish concept. Okay, we introduced that. God tells us, you Yidden, I want you to follow the moon, and the first month is going to be Nisan. Fine. We'll talk about that in a few weeks' time. Okay, but we follow the calendar months. We follow the lunar calendar. So, there's a problem. You know what the problem is? There's a huge problem that we have. Perpetually, the Jewish people have. Anybody who knows anything about astronomy knows that the solar calendar, what is more days? The solar calendar is longer than the lunar calendar. The solar year is longer by the lunar year by how many days? 11 days. Why? Now that's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because the Torah says, Shmar es Chodesh Aviv, Pesach always has to be when? In the spring. So we have a problem. We in Mamash have a huge problem. It's impossible for Pesach to be in the spring. It's impossible. Why? Because if you follow the regular lunar calendar, the by definition, we every year that passes, the spring has to do with the solar calendar, with the solar year, right? But the lunar months don't have nothing to do with the sun, right? So every year, Pesach is in which month? Right? It's in the month. It's in the Jewish month. It doesn't follow the sun. It follows the moon. Right, the Jewish months follow the moon, so that means every year Pesach is going to be 11 days earlier than the year before. So 1 year, okay, it's still the spring. 2 years, okay, it's still the spring. 3 years, it's still the spring. But that's it. After a few more years, it starts being nowhere. Which, by the way, the Arabs, right, the Muslims, who try to copy us, they actually do this, right? They try to keep the lunar calendar, but it's haywire. That the year is nuts. That's why their Ramadan, you never know when it's going to fall out, right? Sometimes, right? Ramadan is when they fast for a month straight. So sometimes it falls out for them during the summer, which stinks for them. They have to fast. The days are massive. It serves them right. They deserve it. Okay? So they have to fast from like, yeah, right. They're probably not, they probably don't, they're probably, yeah, they're probably eating in the bathroom anyway. Right? But okay, whatever. But the point is, it falls in the middle of the summer and then they have to fast for like a month straight from 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. You know? Fine. Maybe not. So, they probably do. Anyway, so my point is, we have a problem. Rabbeisai, listen to what I want to say, and I want to share with you an idea that I heard from my brother, Fav Shlita. He said the following. He said the following. The Gemara tells us, I mean, I just said it before, the Jewish people are compared to the moon. But the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, that the Jewish people are compared to the moon. That we know. Stop that, please. That we know. But the Goyim are compared to the sun. The Gemara says that if there's a lunar eclipse, the Gemara there, Mefurash, Chav Ches Amanavah, if there's a lunar eclipse, the Jews should be careful. It means it's something, you know, it's a bad sign for the Jews. That's what it says. It's a bad sign for the Jews. If there's a lunar eclipse, if the moon is covered, okay, that's a bad sign for the Jews, because the Jewish people, the moon symbolizes the Jewish people. And if there's a solar eclipse, the Goyim should be, watch out, it's a bad sign for the Goyim. Okay? What's the point? Right? Again, the moon is representative of the Jewish people. So what's the pshat? The moon, as we know, every month almost disappears and then makes a comeback. That's why I love Rosh Chodesh so much. Again, we'll talk about it in a few weeks. I love Rosh. It's one of my favorite Yom Tovim Rosh. I love Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So Rosh Chodesh is this, because the moon is the symbol of Yidden. But now we're coming to the end of the year, and Rabbeisai, we're headed towards failure, because last year what happened? The sun won and beat us out we were 11 days short. And then again, what happens? Another 11 days short the year before that. Right? And basically, we're failing. Do you understand that? We're failing. Because then Pesach is not going to be in the spring, and all of Judaism goes down the drain. Do you understand that? But we have, so that's it. We're stuck. Judaism is gonna disappear. If you don't have Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you have Yom Tov, all Judaism disappears, right? Guess what? Up until today, the Goyim are thinking, ha ha, the Jewish people, they're lost. We're winning. Our year is longer. We're putting them every, you know, they've been losing. They're gonna disappear. Not just that the moon disappears. The moons disappear. Their holidays disappear. You see that? And at the very last moment, the last month of the year, the last day of the last month, in other words, right when the month is over, you thought it was over. Today, last night, we went into overtime, baby. Last night, we went into overtime. The most unexpected thing happened. You thought the year was over. The Jewish people, that's it. They're down. They're down. Come to Jewish people like this. Like this. It's a Purim story. It's a Purim story. Rather, the mom is right when we're down. Right? We're about to fall. We're about to die. It's finished. The month is over. The year is over. The story is over. We're dead. And the last second, at the buzzer, we'll call it, at the buzzer, right? They're going to wake up the morning after, what's today? Sorry, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar? What did you do that last month? What are you talking about, Rosh Chodesh Adar? Oh, no. We have an extension. And this extension saves the Jewish calendar. You understand? It saves the Jewish people. The moon represents the Jewish people. I didn't make it up. It's in the bracha itself. The moon represents the Jewish people. Not only that, said my brother so beautifully, reference the Gemara that you all should know, which of course I've also learned many times. I just didn't think about it in this context. The Mishnah, the Gemara there in the first Pedic compares Esther to the moon. Esther to the moon. The Gemara even says that her name is Esther. It's the lesson of star. Esther. A star. A star is born. A star is born. Really? Right? It compares it to the moon. This is the story. Really? This is the story of the Jewish people. Just when you thought they were going to disappear, they make a comeback. Just when you thought that the year was over, that Pesach is has been unseated, it can never, Am Yisrael can't go out of Mitzrayim at the right time in the spring, at the very last second, at the end of the year, Mavish, the end of the year, last night was the end of the year. Am I wrong? What's the last day of the Jewish calendar? The last day of Adar is the last day of Jewish calendar. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Last night was the last day of Jewish year, except just one thing. Right? Today, right? Just one thing. Right, today is actually. Just one thing. Right, you're right. I take it back. Today's Lamed, right? Today's Lamed, right? So exactly. See, we think right here today is, the beginning of the, at sundown, in an hour and a half, right? That's it. We lose. Guess what? That's what's so awesome. We're going to overtime right now at the buzzer. We're going to overtime. That is so, it's such a last second win. It's so unexpected. I use the word unexpected. Right? It's so unexpected. There's no way we can win. There's no way we can make a comeback. And at the last moment, at the end of the game, when we were down, somehow everything turns around. We make a comeback. We tie the game. We go into overtime. And we have another month. This is, Rabbi Yisai, this is a little bit of, an introduction to just to set the backdrop, the psychology of laughter, the psychology of humor, right? And that's why on Purim we do stupid things, right? Could you imagine you see, 300 drunk kollel guys in the streets, rolling in the streets, totally crazy drunk. You've never seen that before, probably. Right? But you come on Purim and here you're like, it's so, in other words, the scene itself brings laughter. We do things on Purim that are so stupid, right? Think about it. I don't know if you have any depth to your Purims, but there's a certain element of things that are just like so absurd. Why do we do that? What's the point of that? We're just stamlitz on us? No. It's all the things that are so terrible, and we'll talk about it next, please God, next week. All the things that are so terrible, you're going to see. We do crazy things. I can guarantee you that you've never seen a Purim like the way around here. I can guarantee you. It's not, you walk around Yerushalayim, it's nothing like, wherever you come from. Nothing. I guarantee you. Right? The streets are nuts. Nuts. Completely nuts. What's happening? Right? It's not just foolishness for no reason. It's upside down. We'll talk about it. It's v'nahafochu. It's like everything is so switched. And when things are so switched, they're just so hilarious. We do things that are crazy, that are upside down, and that itself is a celebration of the Hatzalah. That itself is a celebration of the Hatzalah. And you're going to see. We have to stop here for today. But you're going to see. You're going to see one day. You're going to see one day. I told you the chipazon is part of the joke. Right? The speed is part of the joke. Exactly on the 13th day of Adar, it's exactly when we're supposed to be murdered. Guess what happened? Not only were we not murdered, we murdered them. We took the knife. We took the knife out of their hand and we killed them. Right? You understand? That's so nuts. That's so unexpected, right? That's hilarious. We use the word hysterical, right? It's hysteria. And that is the amkus of what's happening. Right? And Yavo Yom, you're gonna see. Meheri Yibana HaMikdash. There's gonna come a day soon, right? It's gonna come quick. B'chipazon. Right? Very quickly, Hashem is gonna turn the world in 1 second. It's just a punchline. And everything, all the things that you were expecting to me to say this. It's going to be something totally different. This is what Chazal say. The Pasuk says, which Chazal interpret. Oz yimale schoik pinu. The Gemara quotes this Pasuk numerous times. You know what that means? That pasuk is talking about Mashiach. When the Geula comes, Az Yimalei Schok Pinu. It's going to be hilarious. You thought Yitzchak was funny? Or maybe you didn't, but okay, whatever. You thought Yitzchak was funny? You ain't seen nothing. The stage is going to be so shifted. Right? The punchline is going to be so distorted from what you thought was it, but the reality. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be hilarious. So incredibly funny. You're going to be on the floor laughing. All of us are going to be on the floor laughing. Right? This is the introduction to Purim. This is the introduction to Chodesh Adar. I wish each of you, each of us, a guten Chodesh. Misha nichnas Adar, marbin besimcha. It's an obligation. We increase. We're happier than we were before. We're happier. This whole month is a month of joyousness, a month of simcha, a month of tzchok, and bezrat Hashem, a month of geula shleima. I bless all of you, and bless me back, that we're zeicha to use these amazing days, this holiday season, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to come closer to Hashem, and to appreciate Hashem's hand and Hashkacha in our lives and life of Am Yisrael and the stage of Jewish history. May we merit to see the Geula Shleima.